This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it, evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate, NFL Week 15. We are calling this AKA the Packers-Bears pre-game show. We'll dive into tonight's gigantic game.
Actually, Paul, sorry to interrupt you.
Studs, what do we got?
This would be the pre-game show.
There's four pre's, not... I had two pre's.
There's three... There's two other shows that will be all Bears coming up later today before the pre-game show on The Score. So this is
so
four pre's.
We're not the pre-game show. We're four pre's.
Four pre's.
Welcome to the pre-Packers-Bears show, only on The Score 670. I'm Paul Pabst. My guy Adam Studzinski is here. We are shot out of a cannon. This is sports football fan Christmas Day. I mean, this is really as good as it gets. You got a little bit of everything. We're going to dive all show into Packers-Bears. College football playoffs last night. We're going to hit that. And today, three games today. Illinois State is playing in the FCS playoffs, for God's sake. Make sure you check that out. We're going to run through all the NFL games, a lot of developments this week, a lot of developments that are going to happen later today and all day Sunday with who's in, who's out of the playoffs. And coming up in a little bit, he's on the Packers-Bears call for Westwood One later today. He's in town in Chicago right now. We're going to talk to him live. Former NFL quarterback, and he lives right down the street from me. Ryan Leaf will be at Soldier Field for the first time playing or working. Before we get into this, again, 670 Score, Paul Pabst, we are here to get you ready for the football day. If you're up at 7 a.m. listening to this show in Chicago, then you're probably just like me. You're probably getting your day going. You're running some errands. You're doing some things that you kind of have to do before the football day. There are 13-plus hours until kickoff for Packers-Bears. There's almost, to me, at least I'll just tell you how I am, and I'm sure you guys out there, if you're a Bears fan, there's almost a level of anxiety in the air. Like, I don't want to wait for kickoff. I know we're not playing in the game, but I want the game to start right now. 7:08 a.m., sure, let's go. It's almost tough waiting for this game because you start playing the game in your head. I listen to The Score all the time, in the morning, in the afternoon, and all the different hosts on The Score. I was listening to Mully the other day. he's trying to play the game in his head before the Bears play the Packers. Like, what will happen with Duvernay? What, Christian Watson, is he healthy? You know, and it gives me a level of anxiety, excited anxiety, because this is what you live for, to have your team, the Chicago Bears, facing their bitter rival in a playoff game. Basically, this is a playoff game. The Bears aren't out. The Packers aren't out. But let's not kid each other. This will decide the future of these two teams over the next 3 weeks. And then there's also the negative when you get up this morning, or even the past couple of days, when you hear the news that the young wide receiver, Luther Burden, is out. Not questionable, not banged up, not, you know, limited at practice, out. And the Burden one really was like a gut shot to me. He had really taken off in the second half of the season. He had really established himself. And some of those plays he makes when he catches like a 6-yard turnaround, he just cuts and goes. A really impressive player that you need. And then you look at the Packers' injuries. They're up in the air. We know about Micah Parsons. We're going to get to that. But Christian Watson, the wide receiver who just was unbelievable 2 weeks ago, is he in? Is he out? Is he questionable? It's hard to picture someone being available and not playing in this game, because it really is a playoff game. Josh Jacobs, the running back, I saw him tweeting last night, try to get a hold of him, see if he was playing today. He was watching his Bama squad. So who's playing, who's not, we're going to find out in 13 hours and 15 minutes. And that's it. This is what you live for. The lead this week in Chicago has been the Bears smoked the Browns. I mean, they absolutely pounded the Browns. They're back in control of the NFC North. It wasn't a trap game. It wasn't close. It wasn't like that, again, I bring back that New Orleans Saints game a couple months ago where the Bears never really took it to them. Nice win, but they kept him in. They pounded the Browns. So you have 6 days to enjoy that Browns victory and get ready for Packers-Bears when the Green Bay Packers come to town. Then, of course, there's the stadium open letter curveball on Wednesday. We'll get to that PR mess in a bit, but we're too into football. We try to go on the field first, then off the field. But don't forget, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in later today, 4 o'clock till 7:20 p.m. for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, of course, get you set for the game. Right after the game, they're right back. They'll have the Instant Reaction postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All can be heard right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. TimberTech Decking, Railing, and Arturo Tire. All right. 670 Score, Paul Papps, Adam Stadnitzky, ready for this game today, ready for all the games today. We're going to go through the entire NFL slate. And in 15 minutes, we're going to go through what happened last night in the college playoffs, because if you turn that one off after the first quarter, Alabama came back big time. But the Bears' next game tonight, 7:20 p.m., a standalone national TV game versus Green Bay that will likely decide this division. Yeah, there's some things that can happen over the next few weeks, but it really will likely decide this division. The Packers come in 9-4-1, off a tough loss, but not a bad loss to Denver last week. Much worse than the loss was the injuries. Wide receiver Christian Watson, it looked pretty bad with him. He went down on that long pass play, and I thought, ooh, that's a broken collarbone. Oh, that's a shoulder injury. And then they took him to the hospital, and you hear maybe he had a lung issue or trouble breathing. Seems like he's generally okay, but it hasn't been a lot of details about his injury. A sneaky one was their offensive tackle, Zach Tom. Good player. He's injured. He's questionable. And offensive line injuries don't get the credit that they deserve. I would, between us, much rather lose a wide receiver and plug someone in than plug in a new lineman. And then the biggie. Edge rusher Micah Parsons, the big acquisition for the Packers earlier this season. The acquisition that we said on this show means we're trying to make the Super Bowl this year. That's why you give up all that draft capital for Micah Parsons. He had a non-contact knee injury, and it turned out to be a torn ACL. When you saw that play, there's some plays when you see a guy go down, you're like, oh, what is that? Is it a hammy? Is that a tweaked ankle? That looked like a major knee injury when he went down. And it turned out it is. He's done for the season. And before we get to the injury, the side note on Parsons being out, which I haven't really heard really discussed, and I'm going to ask Ryan Leaf about it in 15 minutes when he joins the tailgate, 670 Score. The Bears offense 2 weeks ago had to face Micah Parsons all day, and they had to block him and coverage, you know, move the pass coverage over to him. Now you go into a game against the Packers where you don't know what they're going to do on defense. You don't know what they're going to do with their blitz schemes. They have to compensate for the loss of Micah Parsons. And so you walk in tonight not knowing, will they do it with 4 people? Will they do it with 7 people? So the weird thing is, not that you want Micah Parsons to be in this game tonight, because you got to really think that it's a benefit for the Bears for him to be out. It's almost too obvious to say. But you also walk in tonight, if you're Caleb Williams in the offensive line, going, I don't know what they're going to do, because we haven't seen them play a game without Micah Parsons. Yes, he's a handful, but he's a known handful. Tonight is a bit of an unknown for the Bears pass rush, pass blockers, and Caleb Williams. So I want to get for a second real. the reaction when the Packers players got injured the other night, because that the other day against the Broncos, when you're watching that game, that was a big game, Packers Broncos, and it's going back and forth. And I think there's almost like steps as a person, as a football fan. Those are two different things, by the way, when a player gets injured. When I saw Micah Parsons go down, I looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh. And there's that instant reaction that goes through, if you're a lifelong Bears fan, that it just goes through you like a charge without any actual rational thought, like Micah Parsons is out and we're playing the Packers next week and he won't be playing. And then all of a sudden you see him really down and really hurt, and you almost feel guilty that you had that thought. But it's okay to have that thought because it's natural. It's not something you, you know, are thinking about or happy with. You're not clapping that Micah Parsons got hurt. You just react and you say, all you think to yourself is, how does this help my team? My team just got helped because Micah Parsons out. I don't think people think that for more than a second. I know I didn't, because I don't want Micah Parsons to miss football games, not a lot of them. Now, if he pulled a hammy and it has to be a game-time decision and misses the Bears game, as a Bears fan, as a Bears supporter, you're thinking to yourself, wow, what a break for the Bears. But you don't want, and I don't think anybody wants, star players in any sport to be out for a year. Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons, whoever it may be, Joe Burrow last year. And I think it's a natural, honest reaction. When you, now, if you post stuff on social media like, oh, great, Parsons is out, I think that's too much and way too much. But I think the natural reaction when you see your bitter rival who's coming to town next week and they lose Christian Watson or Micah Parsons or Zach Tom, you have to think to yourself deep down, wow, what a break. And then your human reaction comes in and says, you know what? I really don't want people to get hurt. Of course you don't, because you don't want that kind of karma. You don't want it coming back to you. All right, tonight's game, weather not at issue, 35 degrees, balmy, almost too warm. Can the Bears pressure Jordan Love? Now, when I look at Jordan Love and Caleb Williams, I think they're quite different as quarterbacks. Jordan Love drops back calmly, throws passes all over the field with a nice pace on his throw. He is not a big arm lightning bolt guy. He is not a make scramble for 40 yards and throw across his body like Caleb Williams does. He is much more of a comfortable pocket. I'm going to pick you apart from the pocket and make it look really easy. The bigger topic is, can the Bears defensive back stay with the Packers wide receivers? Christian Watson ran through them and passed them a couple weeks ago. The other thing is Josh Jacobs, the running back, who is chronically underrated in the NFL. When we talk about great running backs, he is a full-service running back for the Packers. He does not need to leave the field. He can catch passes. He can block. He can break away. He can do power. He's the kind of running back you dream of having on your roster. Can the Bears get their running game going early? One thing that I think bothered a lot of people 2 weeks ago when the Bears were up at Lambeau was the slow start. I know Komet talked about that. We're going to bring that back. It felt like that the Bears' running game was not a priority the first quarter against in Lambeau Field a couple weeks ago, and it was really weird because you saw that Eagles game where they ran for, what, 281 studs on the Eagles? And that you're thinking, oh my gosh, you're just going to run all over the Packers, de-emphasize the Micah Parsons pass rush. And then the other angle is, going back to Josh Jacobs, can they corral him? Can they keep him from, you know, breaking away like they did 2 weeks ago, that last play in the fourth quarter, late play? So a couple other questions. This Bears defense is living and winning, not living, winning and dying, but mostly winning off interceptions and takeaways. And little sidebar here. I watched a clip. It was like a Bears, some type of recap clip. I think Jared Payton had it on WGN. And they showed the clip from the Bears-Cowboys game in week 3. And if you don't remember that game, the Bears were kind of getting run over early in the game. Now, went fantastic the next three quarters. The Cowboys were rolling with their good offense just down the field, running all day. And Nashawn Wright, who was kind of a question mark at week 3 of the season, just runs up on Williams, the Cowboys running back, and strips him, gets his toes in, and it completely changed that game.
That was Tyreek Stevenson, actually. Sorry, I don't mean
was it Tyreek?
Yes, it was Tyreek
Stevenson. That's right, it was Tyreek Stevenson. My bad on that. Good E-me. That was Tyreek Stevenson, and even more so a player who needed a big play. So when Tyreek Stevenson does that, that whole game changed, and the Bears season really changed after that. The next 3 months, the Bears have been living and winning games off takeaways. And all the Bears defenders have gotten in on the act, Byard and Nashawn Wright and everybody. But as far as the offense, can Loveland and the rest of them step up? No Adunze, no Burden. Burden was really hitting his stride. The other one I really want to look for on tonight is Devin Duvernay. Little slow start to the season as the main return man. Nice signing in the offseason. But he's starting to have one or two a game where you're like, oh, that's a 20-yard punt return instead of six. And that stuff goes so far. That's like a free first down. Can he have one tonight that separates these two teams? All that said is, tonight is what you live for as a sports fan, Chicago or elsewhere. Your team, late December, bitter rival, national TV, standalone game, and you could take down their playoff chances while you solidify your own. All right, one thing Cole Kmet said about the game 2 weeks ago is, he was asked, was it the weather? What was responsible for the slow start 2 weeks ago in Green Bay? Here's Cole Kmet.
Yeah, the juice of it. Yeah, it's not as heightened as maybe as you would think it would be. I think everyone's got a really good demeanor, at least that's how I feel right now, and we've taken the approach of game to game. And, you know, I felt like going into that last game we played against these guys, I thought there was more juice going into the week, like almost too much, where I thought maybe there was a little pressing going on early in the game, and I think you get in at halftime and realize, all right, this is still the same football. This is football. That's all it is. And so I feel like we got a good mentality going into this week, and hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off at the end of that game on Saturday. This Saturday.
Very interesting clip. I hadn't heard that one before. We were too fired up in that game. When, if you're watching at home, like most of us were, you're thinking the Bears looked a little lethargic to start that game. Again, the players know better than us. So the injuries have been a big deal this week. Both teams, we talked about Parsons, we talked about Christian Watson. But the Bears' injuries, Luther Burden, Odunze, Ben Johnson doesn't seem like an excuse guy. He's a next man up guy like Bill Parcells back in the day. But he did talk about specifically the wide receiver injuries. Here's Ben Johnson.
I've been really pleased with that room. I think we got some young guys in there that we were really impressed with throughout training camp. That ended up being on the practice squad, and if called upon, I think they've done a great job soaking the offense in over the course of the season so far and being involved. Coach L has done a great job with them, just keeping them engaged and walking through. So they're in a great spot, and I feel that way about all the guys that are either on the practice squad or have been primarily special teams players up to this point.
Yeah, and if you're going to have injuries, a weird thing to say is having them at the back half or the back, you know, fourth of the season. Other guys have developed. Other guys have stepped up. 6-7 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. This is the tailgate. We're going to talk college football in a few minutes. We're going to have Ryan Leaf, who's going to be in Soldier Field tonight, joining us. He's calling the game for Westwood One. I do have a disclaimer, and I think all the people out there should listen to this. This is the PSA, studs. I made an announcement to my family last week, Monday morning. I said, just to remind them, because, you know, they're not the most hardcore sports fans, my family. I have two daughters and a wife. I said, the Bears-Packers game is Saturday night. I told them the time. I said, I'm not going anywhere next Saturday night. I'm not going to holiday parties. We're not hosting any holiday parties. Sometimes you get caught with one of those. And if Tim and Becky down the street are having a secret Santa at 8 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night, I'm not going. And I don't want this sprung on me. You got to have your head on a swivel with a game like this. I said, I'm out. There's zero chance I'm leaving the house tonight. My house could catch on fire later tonight. I'm staying. I'll invite the firemen in. The second this show is over, I'm going to go home. I'm going to make a huge pot of chili. I'm going to take a big nap so I can get focused and reset up early. And I'm going to watch a whole lot of college football, all in preparation for Bears Packers tonight. Like I said, you're not getting me out of the house. I work on the Dan Patrick Show as well. The Dan Patrick Show, we're having our little Christmas afternoon cookout party at Dan's house later today. And I already checked with Dan. There's multiple TVs, both inside and outside, because he's a professional and I respect that. Let's look back a little bit. Last week, I want to do a minute on Bears-Browns. Bears 31, Browns 3. It could have been worse for Cleveland. I really think the Bears could have won that game 45-3. 10 degrees, great crowd, people battling the elements. The Browns looked awful early. They looked out of sorts. And it turns out that Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback, didn't have his play sheet in his wristband. I was watching that game, and Allison Williams, the sideline reporter, said, there's something going on the sideline. Shedeur Sanders replaced his sheet. It fell out right before the game. I couldn't imagine if that happened to Caleb Williams and they lost a game and that would be chopped up for days on the score. Very good first quarter by the Bears offense. They did a good job slowing down Myles Garrett early. They spread the ball around. The running game was cooking. Swift looked great. You go into halftime up 14-0, and I really think that game could have been 24-0. They missed a few opportunities, missed kick, but then the Bears poured it on in the third period. Multiple interceptions of Sanders, good returns by Duvernay. Just a lot of good things in that game against a team that's, yeah, I know the Browns kind of stink, but their defense doesn't stink. They're a decent defense. Their offense is a mishmash. And the really good things that stood out from that game is, man, I love DeAndre Swift's cutback running. He really reads the holes. And like I said before, Luther Burden's moves after the catch, I'm not going to go Tyreek Hill because that's a not apt comparison, but he is a slot receiver that's going to be really hard to corral going forward. Clearly, he's got to get healthy. And the other thing I liked was Austin Booker. Slow start for him at defensive end. His pass rush, I think he had 4 quarterback hits. Sometimes we look at sacks. I look at pressures. I look at hits on the quarterback. Austin Booker, defensive end, having a nice back end of the season, 4 hits on the quarterback. Then the Jalen Johnson play, who has had a frustrating season, obviously. He strips Jerry Jeudy in midair. I don't even know. Did they give him a credit for an interception or a strip fumble? I think they got an interception, but that was one of the best plays of the year. And then a play that even topped that was the TD throw from Caleb Williams to DJ Moore in the third quarter. That was, and I've heard it before, was Caleb's rolling right, and it's like, no, yes. How many guys can make that throw in the league? 5 can make it. Maybe 5 would try it. There's probably 25 that shouldn't try it. And that's a play, when it's complete, you're like, that was fantastic. Don't do that again until you need to do that again. So it's a weird thing. It's, you respect it so much because not many people make that play. And DJ Moore doesn't get enough credit for the catch. He's behind a whole bunch of hands trying to get up. You know, we talked about this. It looked like Joe Montana against a generation ago against the Dallas Cowboys. So the Bears next month, let's riff on it real quick. Packers at home, 49ers away. 49ers way better than we thought they'd be 3 months ago. And the Lions at home. They control what happens to them and to the other teams in the NFC North. They can ruin everyone else's day. The NFC North, Bears 10-4. Packers 9-4-1. Lions are 8-6. The Vikings are 6-8, but playing better. They're not in the mix. The Lions host the Steelers on Sunday in a must-win for the Lions. Vikings have the Giants. The NFL slate, we're going to get to that in a minute, but there it is. Those are the standings. We're going to talk a little bit about the stadium situation. This day is about football. And the stadium situation and the open letter the other day, I think, frustrated a lot of people. We will talk about that, but this is a football day. What is Indiana doing? Talk to someone over there in the governor's office. So we've got a couple tidbits there. But coming up, let's chop up the college football playoffs. We're going to hit the morale meter, my Bears game prediction. And we're joined next on the tailgate. He's on the call with Westwood One Radio Bears Packers tonight. Former NFL quarterback, former Heisman runner-up, Ryan Leaf will join us. That's next. This is 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsegian know about it?
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
We're back with The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst, the Packers-Bears pre-game show. Only 7 a.m. on The Score. A lot of football coming up today, a lot of college football coming up. We're going to talk to Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback who will be at Soldier Field tonight for Western 1. Talk to him to preview Packers-Bears in just a few minutes. But college football, a lot going on. Fernando Mendoza last week wins the Heisman for Indiana. As it gets more surreal every week, the Indiana run. Kurt Cignetti, their coach, won AP Coach of the Year again. He won it last year when they were that nice story. He won it again because they rolled it around the table. Unbelievable. College football playoffs, we'll get to today's, but last night, Oklahoma was up 17-0 on Alabama, and people were just coming out of the woodwork to say Alabama didn't belong there. They didn't show up against Georgia in the SEC title game. Da-da-da. Next thing you know, Alabama just starts boat racing Oklahoma. They won 34-24. Oklahoma looked like they forgot how to play football. And when it was 17-0 Oklahoma, all the Notre Dame fans on social media who were frustrated by being left out and thought Alabama shouldn't be in were coming after the playoff committee and everybody. Look at this Alabama team. Now, this Alabama team is still shaky, as you saw last night, but interesting win, interesting day for the Notre Dame fans to watch that one. Coming up later today, college football, Miami versus Texas A&M in College Station. That's the first one. Tulane versus Ole Miss. That's coming up. That's the second game in the afternoon, I think 2:30 Chicago time. And then tonight, you may not tune into this one because of Bears-Packers, but maybe take a peek at it on your phone. James Madison versus Oregon. James Madison has a very good defense. Oregon has had some questionable games this year. Keep an eye on that. But a lot of college football coming today. A couple things with the fallout of college football. If Miami gets beaten badly, the Notre Dame fans are going to come out again saying Miami shouldn't have been in there. And I think a lot of people have a good point about Miami. Now, if Tulane beats Ole Miss, why did Ole Miss not keep Lane Kiffin for the playoffs? And then if James Madison somehow wins and beats Oregon, it's going to be a great day for the little guy in college football. Now, the opposite. If James Madison gets rolled and beat by 30 by Oregon, these teams shouldn't be there. Let's not let automatic teams get in. The group of five, the small teams, can't do it. All right, 6-7 The Score. I'm Paul Pabst. It's Packers-Bears Day right here on The Score. Joining us now on the tailgate, former NFL quarterback. He was a Heisman runner-up to Peyton Manning. He's also my neighbor down the street. He's Ryan Leaf. He's on the call for Westwood One tonight, Packers at Bears. Now, Ryan, you've been prepping this game all week, Packers-Bears. How even are these teams? Can you look at these teams and say one is better, one is worse, or is it more of a tie right now?
I think they're really equal. I think that's a really good point. I think the game in Green Bay could have gone either way, depending on the throw by Caleb and that comeback. In this game, you would think that with the loss of Micah Parsons, it's teetered into the advantage for the Bears. But I don't necessarily feel that way. I think it really depends on what transpires during the football game because both these teams are so equally competitive in my mind.
Yeah, you played the position of quarterback, and Caleb Williams just faced Micah Parsons, who is a known quantity, pass rushing every single down, basically. Now Caleb Williams and the Bears offense walks into that game where you think it's an advantage of not seeing Micah Parsons, but it could be confusing at all because you don't know what Green Bay is going to do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. So when you had Micah Parsons, you most likely were going to get four down linemen coming at you every time. They weren't blitzing a lot. They were sitting back in coverage. They were allowing the pressure from the front four. And listen, when you have Micah Parsons, he gets a lot of double teams, but that frees up guys in one-on-one matchups, and they were having big weeks. You know, Micah wasn't coming up with a bunch of sacks.
Right.
Like, he was a ton of pressures, taking on double teams, getting other guys opportunities. What's going to be more confusing, I think, for Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson is where is the pressure going to come from? Because they're going to have to simulate it some way, shape, or form. And I suspect that means they're going to do more blitzing. And so when you have a bunch of different things coming at you from different directions, for Caleb, that's going to be a longer week of preparation and understanding of where guys could come from in different blitz packages. In fact, you probably won't have a lot of film on a lot of blitzes they've done because they haven't had to do it.
Yeah.
So what you see in the game may be the first time you're seeing it this season, and you're really going to have to use to your advantage the tablets on the sideline when a series goes bad or something goes wrong, that you figure it out and get it fixed.
When you look back a couple weeks ago, the Bears defensive backs had a ton of trouble with Christian Watson and all the receivers from the Packers. It's only 2 weeks later. Is that fixable?
Yeah, it's definitely fixable. I think that they'll have a different plan defensively. I think with the unknown of Christian Watson, whether or not he can go with the chest injury, Dontavian Wicks, who was just unbelievable on Thanksgiving Day against the Lions, has been beat up since then. It's going to be a big deal if he can go. And without Tucker Kraft there, it's been a much different story at the tight end position for the Packers. So I do think they can have that fixed and ready. You know, when you get one-on-one matchups, you got to take those shots. And that's what Jordan Love is really good at. But if you don't have the speedster out on the edge to stretch the field because of the injury, this game's going to become much more difficult to get big plays out of.
670 The Score, tailgate, Paul Papps, my buddy Ryan Leaf joining us, former Heisman finalist, former NFL quarterback. He's on the call with Westwood One in Soldier Field just hours from now. I know you're getting ready to head over there later, Ryan. When you look at Jordan Love, do you look at him as, I won't use good or great, but how would you describe him as a quarterback to someone who's never seen him play before, maybe?
I mean, if you've never seen him play before, you would think that it's too easy for him. He just looks so nonchalant in what he does. He's comfortable in the offense. Sometimes for me, I would like him to be more intentful is maybe the way to look at things. But if that's how he throws the football, if that's how he understands it, I do think his nonchalantness in that throw against the Broncos last week, that ended up in an interception and because it was a little short, he just didn't follow through with it. And maybe if he gets over that front foot a little bit more, that ball is extended to Christian Watson and he gets away from Patrick Surtain. Yeah. So those are important things to me from a quarterback's perspective.
You know, last week in the game against the Browns, Caleb Williams had the roll right throw in the back of the end zone to DJ Moore. And when he got ready to throw it, as a Bears fan watching the game, I'm like, no. Yes, you had a huge arm. He has a huge arm. There's only five guys active in the league who could probably make that throw. When you see that play, do you question the decision but also respect the result?
I seriously question the decision making. Like you like, that's why I think it's going to be very difficult for them to win in the playoffs, because I tell you right now, there's going to be a team on the other side there that breaks that up or makes that interception more or less.
The Browns are inept.
Yeah, they're a great defense, but they're still, like, you could see them in that game just kind of shut things down a few times on the defensive side, you know. So I was not pleased with the decision making on that part, and then the result, like, you know, it's probably something I would have done back in the day too. And then when I told you so, you know, I told you so.
Well, you need to have an unbelievable confidence in your arm to do that, because that window is so tight, and you again had that kind of arm. And Caleb Williams, I've talked about this on the show before. He doesn't do the mundane. He doesn't do the checkdowns. He's getting better at it. But you do have to love that in the fourth quarter with a pass rush in the cold, he can do almost anything. And the Bears have never had anyone behind center like that.
That's true. It is. And listen, there's been so much, you know, back and forth about whether or not he's playing well enough to get this team into the playoffs. Yes, he's playing well enough. He doesn't turn it over. They run the ball well. You know, he's kind of a throwback to me a little bit in terms of his average yards per attempt down the field just absolutely boat races everybody else in the league. That's why he's 58%. You know, you go back and look at it 20 years ago, and Drew Bledsoe and myself and Troy Aikman and stuff, our completion percentage more hovered around 55, 58% because our average attempt down the field was, you know, 7.5 to 10 yards per attempt.
Less checkdowns.
And now it's seriously the average length of a pass in the NFL this day and age is -2.5 to +2.5 of the line of scrimmage. I mean, you are not going down the field. That's why they're so accurate. When they do, it's really impressive. But we've seen a lot of great quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes in particular, who's become incredibly inaccurate down the field when he was so good at it about 5 years ago. So there really has been a transformation in terms of what accuracy looks like. And I think Caleb's just kind of a throwback a little bit. And I think that fits in Chicago really, really well.
Ryan Leaf joining us on the tailgate. He's heading over to Soldier Field in a little bit. Calling the game for Westwood. I love that you're going to be there. And it won't be the conditions of last week, Ryan. You don't have to bundle up. When you look at this game tonight, if you had to say now what you think is going to happen, not a prediction of the score, but just how do you think it's going to play out? What do you think?
Well, you know, you look at the last three games of the season for the Bears, right? They have the Packers, the 49ers on the road, and then the Lions. The Lions dismantled them earlier in the year.
Yep.
The Packers beat them. 49ers look kind of unbeatable out there in Santa Clara. So if I told you 3 weeks from now that the Bears' record was 10-7, would that surprise you?
No, and the other way around as well.
Yeah, you just don't quite know because they haven't been up against this type of adversity. This is Ben Johnson's first opportunity. It's what Caleb Williams brings to the table. What they do really well is they get turnovers, which is a variable. It's so hard to comprehend.
It's hard to count on.
Yeah, you can't count on. You don't know which way the ball is going to bounce. You don't know how it's going to bounce. You don't know how it's going to tip here or there. But they've been opportunistic, and they've taken it away, and that gives Caleb more opportunities to get points on the board. They've run the football well. They seem very physical. They have a kind of that – however Ben Johnson's facial expressions look like, it looks like it's been adopted by this team in terms of its physicality a little
gritty.
Bit. It's just a gritty look to him. You know, he got it from Dan Campbell a little bit and is kind of, you know, going through the process. So, but I just need to see it. You know, last time they had an opportunity against the Packers, you know, they just, you know, they kind of laid an egg. You know, they had a chance, they came back, and then Caleb just inexplicably, makes a very poor decision and poor throw, I feel like.
To commit
on in the end zone there. So, especially on an early down for me, that was really surprising. So what happens when the pressure mounts up, when it gets big time late in the fourth quarter? Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, and this team's been in that before and understands what it's like, you know, and then they have to go to San Francisco and take on Shanahan and that group. And then Dan Campbell and the team has been to the playoffs like that. These last three games,
you're bumming me out, Ryan. I know you're giving your analysis, but I'm with you. I understand that you still have to believe in the Bears, and this is the night to prove it. And you're going to be there. Now, I looked at your roster, your schedule in the past. I don't think that you ever played a game in Soldier Field. Have you ever been in Soldier Field as an athlete or an announcer?
You know, that's a great question. And the only time I've been to Soldier Field was my freshman year versus Illinois. we played at Soldier Field against Illinois, and Simeon Rice was on the Illinois team. Big Mark Fields, our middle linebacker, who would go number like 14 in the draft that year, picks up a fumble, takes it to the length of the house for us to win 10-3. I didn't see the field. I was redshirting. But that's my only time in Soldier Field. So, ironically enough, my brother will be there in a suite. He works for FanDuel.
Nice.
And then my sister-in-law, she works for the Bears. She sells the suites in the stadium. So they'll both be in the stadium tonight as well, and I'm going to see them. But it'll be my first time in Soldier Field, first time to call a game there for sure, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, congratulations. A great job to be there tonight. Remember, with the fans, don't wear a hat when the fans see you. Make them think you're tougher. You're a Montana guy. Make them think you're tough because they know you're tough.
Yeah, I'm going to go shirtless, I think, tonight.
Ryan Leaf, thanks a lot for joining us on the tailgate.
You bet.
That was a lot of fun. His first time being a broadcaster in Soldier Field. We got a lot coming up. It is weird that there is not weather in play tonight. You would just assume that there'd be some type of harsh weather, snow, rain, but I don't want to jinx it. Let's have a nice, clean game. 6-7 score. I'm Paul Papps. This is the tailgate. Coming up next, 3-and-out, the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and run through the NFL slate. There's a lot of things coming up, a lot of teams going in, going out of the playoffs. This is the tailgate. 670 the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
That's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call a game, you call it a business. And every time I call a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 6-7 The Score. I am Paul Papps. Huge football day ahead. I got the countdown 12 and a half hours till Packers at the Bears. Can't wait. Don't forget, make your plan today. Focus on your plan for tonight. When this show ends, gear up, get some food, get some drink. Invite over only your closest bros over to the house. And if you're going to a friend's place to watch the game, make sure you know the TV and food situation. Now, I have a friend who lives in Lincoln Park. He's got a huge TV. I think it's 85 inches. He's got a stocked bar in his basement. His wife makes unreal appetizers. He always has beer and whiskey and all types of stuff and a good sound system. That's the kind of friend you need. It's how people say, you want a friend who owns a boat? You want a friend who owns a man cave. 6-7 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. Let's get into it. The NFL weekend is already here with the Rams and the Seahawks the other night. That was a very interesting game. That's a Thursday night game that felt almost way too big for Thursday night. Rams were handling things. Rams had a nice lead in the fourth quarter, and they kind of had a couple three and outs and gave it right back to the Seahawks. Seahawks win 38-37. People still love the Rams. Vegas still loves the Rams. Sam Darnold, with the Seahawks quarterback, former Vikings quarterback, the jury's still out. Now, he was awesome in overtime, but he also had a bunch of series where he didn't do a lot, took a bunch of sacks. I think people love the Rams and like the Seahawks. Coming up today before Bears, Eagles-Commanders. Now, that is a blow-off game. That's a game that people are going to ignore because Eagles-Commanders, no Jalen Daniels, the Eagles are going to roll. Keep an eye on that one. That's only a 7-point spread. Bills-Browns. Bills-Browns. That should be no problem for the Bills at 10-4. And the interesting thing about the Bills right now is they're 10-4. Josh Allen looks great like he always does. But they are now going to enter the playoffs, and they don't have to get past Patrick Mahomes. This is the opportunity. If you're a Chicago Bulls fan, ask the Houston Rockets what it was like when Michael Jordan was out of the league. They won two. Chargers, Cowboys. Chargers are 10-4, Cowboys 6-7-1. I'm not so sure about the Chargers. Their record is good. I don't love them. I like them. Chiefs, Titans. Man, nobody's going to watch that. The bigger picture is the Mahomes injury and what his future is. he tears two ligaments in his knee, and he'll be out for almost a year unless things go better. What do you do if you're the Chiefs next year? Do you bring in a better quarterback to try to salvage a season? Because Gardner Minshew's not getting you the Super Bowl. Serviceable backup. Do you bring back Travis Kelce? He's an unrestricted free agent in a month. Or do you say, we got to retool, redo everything, spend money elsewhere? That's an entering offseason for the Chiefs. The Titans playing out the string. Bengals at Dolphins. That's another one on Sunday, early game. The Bengals were embarrassing last week. Joe Burrow was back, and they got shut out by the Ravens. And Joe Burrow had some comments this week where you're like, does he love football? Is he going to be okay? And it's hard to say, but, you know, he's 29 years old. He's playing in Cincinnati. And if you remember about, you know, half a generation ago, Carson Palmer got very disillusioned with the Cincinnati franchise and worked his way to Oakland. It's happened before, you know, and I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, Joe Burrow's been injured a lot lately. And you can't see him retiring with that big contract, but remember Andrew Luck a few years ago, 29 years old, just left the game of football. I don't think either of those things are going to happen. The Bengals will be nuts to let Joe Burrow go for any trade package. Jets, Saints, not too good, but the Saints are kind of a growing team. Vikings at the Giants on Sunday. J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, really rough start of the season. The last two games, he's looked really good. Now, again, I was talking to Ryan Leaf earlier, and he said one thing about J.J. McCarthy is he's got a great fastball. He's got no off-speed pitches. He seems to throw every ball 100 miles an hour like a young John Elway. Buccaneers, Panthers on Sunday. Buccaneers 7-7, Panthers 7-7. Someone could win that division with a losing record, but this is basically a playoff game. Bucs, Panthers play each other twice in the next 3 weeks. Jaguars, Broncos, that's a monster game. Trevor Lawrence, 5 touchdowns last week for the Jaguars, who are sneaky 10-4. The Broncos' defense is fantastic. Their pass rush is all-time. And if somehow the Jaguars steal that, that's relevance. But a lot of people like the Broncos. Good offense, great defense. And Patrick Surtain, their defensive back, is fantastic. Falcons, Cardinals on Sunday. Don't watch that. Just don't watch it. I'm doing you a service here. Steelers, Lions. Last call for both teams. If the Lions lose this one, they're running out of games. And the same with the Steelers at 8-6. Both teams are 8-6. Lions, I thought, would be in the Super Bowl this year. And this is it. I mean, a couple weeks they had the Bears. Raiders, Texans. The Raiders are brutal. The Texans are flying with their defense, and they look really great. Offense good, defense fantastic. Then Sunday night, Patriots at Ravens. Last call for the Ravens at 7-7. Ravens really need the Steelers to lose to the Lions. Bears fans need the Steelers to beat the Lions. Patriots look really good. And then Monday Night Football, the 49ers, who are getting very little coverage this year, are going against the Colts and Phil Rivers. I don't think this is going to work out quite as well for Phil Rivers as it did before, but keep an eye on the Niners. The Bears have them next week. All right, let's get to it. 6-7 to score. I'm Paul Papps. He's Adam Studzinski. Three quick questions on football, Studs. What do you got?
Okay, here we go. Are you somebody that feels the need to isolate yourself for big games such as the Bears and Packers tonight?
Yes, sometimes. I would sometimes prefer a tense, serious game like this to be alone in a room with complete control of the audio and video and focus on it. Now, if there's some good, tight friends who know sports, I'm hanging out with them, but I think that's a great point. Yes, next question.
I also need to isolate. So, I relate. You're making chili today, right? Okay.
Yeah.
How spicy do you make the chili? What's a
good spice?
Not
so spicy where you alienate people, right? Who am I making it for? Am I making it for my wife and I and the family? Am I making it for a group? You know, the bigger the group, the less spicy you make the chili. Or make two chilies. Make one chili for the layman, you know, the people who are kind of casual about chili, and then one hammer chili with like chili peppers and, you know, steak and Italian sausage and really go for it. Great. Another great question about you.
Thank you. All right, last one. How real do you believe this Bears and Indiana Stadium thing is?
Ooh. Okay. So Kevin Warren writes the open letter on Wednesday. I did want to touch on this. And why now? Because of the Chicago Tribune article, clearly. And Kevin Warren probably seems a little frustrated. The team's playing very well. It seems like the PR move by Kevin Warren and the Bears is to issue stadium directives or announcements around great times in the Bears. You know, the Caleb Williams draft, or, you know, when the team's playing against the Packers and they're rolling. And the fans get a little frustrated because you want to focus on Packers week, but you can move on from that. The governor of Indiana, opportunist a bit, took advantage of the post and the open letter and said, hey, come on down. We're open. We're this. Sometimes I think politicians take low-hanging fruit to play to their constituents. I don't think the governor of Indiana has a plan in place to bring the Bears to Northwest Indiana in any way. I think he saw this, that I'm going to have a really fun day with this. I'm going to use our social media to say, come on down to Hammond, come on down to Gary. We'll make it friendly. We're a friendly state. He got the publicity he wanted, the governor of Indiana. Now, do I think they have a real plan? No, I don't. And I talked to someone over in the governor's office the other day, and off the record, they are holding off on doing interviews because they're kind of putting together their next steps, if there are next steps. So I think that's one of the reasons the governor of Indiana didn't do any interviews, because they don't have a plan yet to talk about. So how real is it? It's probably a negotiating ploy. There's always some fear that, hey, this could happen to a team. You know, a generation ago, the New England Patriots used Hartford, Connecticut to get a new stadium. And Hartford thought they were getting the Patriots. No dice. They were being used as a bargaining chip. All right, let's get to it, studs. Packers, Bears, this is basically a playoff game. In the regular season, can you make the playoffs with a loss tonight? Yes, but you don't want that. Micah Parsons is out. Christian Watson is iffy. The Bears have injuries. Everyone's hurt at this point. Week 15, everyone's hurt in some way. If you're not hurt, you're probably not playing. You play with what you have in December and you have no excuses. I'm going Bears 24-21. I think it's going to be a slugfest, and I think it's going to come down to a Devin Duvernay kick return or a Jalen Johnson strip or whatever it may be, but there's going to be one play in the second half where a game that could be a loss becomes a win. That's it. Big day ahead. That's the tailgate for Week 15, a special night tonight. I'm going to take a nap, make some chili, and get focused. You should do the same. Enjoy this day. Lawrence Holmes said it the other day. Enjoy this. Soak it in. This is what you live for. No complaints. Your favorite team is at home against the Green Bay Packers to take the division. Enjoy it. Big day coming up. Early odds coming up. Inside the clubhouse coming up. Pre-game shows coming up later. Stick with the score all day to get ready for Bears at Packers. Bears Packers. Soak it in, man. I'm Paul Papst. This is 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.